The air in a Kingston recording studio in 2026 does not smell like cigarette smoke or spilled rum anymore. It smells like ozone and overheated circuit boards. There is a specific kind of silence that happens right before a digital beat drops. It is a vacuum. The old analog tape machines sit in the corner, like ghosts of a time when music was physical, when it had to be captured by a room full of men playing instruments until their fingers bled. Now the rhythm is a mathematical sequence on a glowing screen. This is the sound of our islands today. It is cleaner than it used to be. It is faster. But there is a tension in the room that has nothing to do with the melody. The world is listening closer than it ever has before. Every snare hit and every bass line is being scraped and sold to the highest bidder in London or Los Angeles. We are at a crossroads where our culture is the global currency. The question is, if we still own the bank. The 2026 Grammy nominations changed the conversation forever. When Vibes Cartel saw his name on the ballot, it was not just a win for a single man. It was the formal recognition that the rough edges of the street had become the center of the universe. For decades, the world wanted the Marley-era dominance. They wanted the soft rebellion of a guitar and a Lion of Judah. That era is dead. It has been replaced by the jagged pulse of FL Studio grids. Our music is no longer about the band. It is about the producer in a bedroom in Port of Spain, or San Juan, who understands how to make a subwoofer cry. This shift from live vibration to digital precision is the great fracture of our history. It has made the music more accessible, but it has also made it easier to mimic. Anyone with a laptop in Sweden can download a dancehall drum kit. They can click a mouse and recreate the heartbeat of a Kingston garrison in 5 minutes. This is the digital theft of the soul. We see the legacy of the drum being reduced to a software plugin. The rhythm that our ancestors used to communicate across plantations is now a preset in a digital audio workstation. It is a strange kind of progress. On one hand, our artists are reaching billions of people without ever leaving their porches. On the other hand, the soil is being stripped from the sound. In 2026, the music sounds like the internet. It sounds like a world that has no borders, but also no home. We are watching the transition from a cultural movement to a global utility. The pressure is mounting. The artists who used to sing about the struggle of the people are now singing about the struggle of the algorithm. They are chasing a 15-second clip that will go viral on a screen. If the studio is now just a computer, does the spirit of the island stay in the dirt, or does it evaporate into the cloud? The bridge between the Caribbean and the African continent has never been shorter than it is right now. In 2026, the Soca Afrobeats connection is the strongest force in global pop. It is a homecoming of sound that has been 400 years in the making. But this reunion comes with a heavy price tag. When Bad Bunny stood on the stage at the Super Bowl in February of 2026, it was a statement of total conquest. The dembow rhythm is the global currency. It is the pulse of every nightclub from Tokyo to Berlin. But look at the fine print. The money is flowing through corporate pipelines that do not have offices in Santo Domingo. The island vibe has been harvested. It is being sold back to us in a shiny package with a high interest rate. We are providing the raw material for the world's joy while our own infrastructures remain fragile. This is the global graft. The industry calls it collaboration, but it often feels like an extraction. We provide the heat and they provide the air conditioning. In the streets of San Juan, the kids are making music that sounds like a riot and a party at the same time. They are not waiting for a label to tell them they are good. They are uploading files directly to the world. But the platforms they use are designed to flatten the culture. They turn a complex history of resistance into a genre tag. They turn a sacred ritual into a background track for a lifestyle brand. The trap is set. The more successful we become, the more we risk losing the very thing that made us different. We are winning the charts, but we are losing the map. The rhythm is everywhere, but the ownership is nowhere. It is a bitter pill to swallow when your heartbeat is the most popular sound on earth and you still cannot afford the rent in the neighborhood where you wrote the song. The Island Music Conference in March of 2026 was not a celebration, it was a war room. Shaggy stood at the podium and gave a warning that silenced the room. He spoke about monetization and the trap of the middleman. He told the young artists that a million streams is not a career if you do not own the masters. This is the new resistance. It is not about fighting with guns or protests. It is about fighting with contracts and code. We are seeing a new generation of artists who are moving away from the social algorithms. They are building their own networks. They are using SMS lists and private servers to talk directly to their people. They are reclaiming the power of the gatekeeper. They realize that if the machine owns the distribution, the machine owns the culture. The resistance is quiet, but it is focused. It is happening in the basements, where producers are sampling the sounds of the old analog machines to bring the grit back. They are intentionally making the music dirty again. They are adding the hiss and the pop and the human error that the digital grids tried to erase. They want the world to remember that this music came from a place of struggle. It did not come from a clean room. It came from the heat and the dust and the noise of the street. In 2026, the sound of the Caribbean is a fight for territory. It is the sound of a people who have been told for centuries that their culture is public property. We are finally saying no. We are drawing a line in the sand. The music will continue to move the world, but the world will have to pay the toll. The final line of the song is not a fade out, it is a demand for respect.